We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:45, Quarterton Line, Tommy Tucker, WWL, welcoming in Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Good morning, Tommy.
I was complimenting you on Monday, I think it was, for showing leadership in terms of saying, you know what, this whole partisan thing is silly, and we even played the soundbite, I'm a Republican, I wear a mask, I just don't want anybody to get silly. I don't want anybody to get sick. No, I applaud you for that, seriously. And then yesterday, what I thought of at your press conference was years ago, we were talking about internet safety, and I was talking to an FBI agent, and the FBI agent said, well, as a parent, you need to make yourself the fall guy, the bad guy, so your kids can tell their friends, look, I would, but I can't because my parents won't let me. And I think what you did yesterday is kind of like a step toward that, and I'm not saying the constituents or people of Jefferson Parish are children, but it's like, look, you know what? Forget the politics. We're making a policy. You have to wear a mask. So whether you're Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. These are the rules. Everybody has to do it. Do you think people will follow it?
Well, I mean, that's one of the things you bring up is I think we have seen businesses who are really trying to do the right thing. And we don't want to have to put them in a position of asking their customers to wear a mask, making a customer upset. The customer goes to a competitor, and it's like, here's the business that's doing the right thing, mm-hmm. and they're having a harder time getting back to speed and running up. And then the businesses that don't care are making the revenue. I mean, that kind of situation is just not a good situation for us to be with. So, you know, I don't see this as anything but common sense. I don't understand what the big deal is. I'm sorry, you know. Any amount of research, ask your local doctor, our hospital community, CDC, you know, Louisiana Department of Health. The more we learn about this, the more we understand that it's the aerosols that leave our mouths when we speak. And it makes sense because if you look at where the high spread was at the beginning, it was churches. I mean, churches, and you think churches in closed space, no windows opening, people singing. The aerosols are just the aerosols. They say don't land. They defy gravity and they just float in the air. And you're thinking, you know, at first you're like 20 people coming out of a church getting sick. Like, did one person with COVID go kiss that many people? No, it was the aerosols that we're learning. So as we learn more about this, and as I learned about aerosols and I watched, you know, did a lot of research on it, it really is about masking. And it really is. You look at countries that masked up quickly and that know how to do it. You know, they didn't get the upticks that we did. And this is getting out, you know, we're not flattening the curve as a country. And we flattened the curve here in Jefferson Parish, the greater New Orleans area, Louisiana. We cannot go backwards. So if this is what it takes for us to give up this amount of freedom, to have to wear a mask, and I don't really understand, I said it, but I don't really understand the argument. I don't agree with it. We're all just as free as we were before. We're doing this for each other. I need everybody to believe in our community, to care about our community, and to do what's right so that we can one day see ourselves moving on and hopefully not fall back. And that's as simple as it is. It's not about politics. It's just really about common sense.
And I'm not trying to interrupt you, but what you're saying is, look, blame me, all right? Blame me. Don't blame the business owner. You don't blame somebody, get mad at me. Blame me. But no.
Absolutely, they can blame me. Absolutely, yes.
But that's what I'm saying.
Blame me.
That's...
It's a parish order right now, so you don't have to get into those, this business is strict and this business is, yes, absolutely, blame me.
That's right. I didn't mean to sound negatively, but I think that's what being a leader is, and that's why I said,
look,
like a parent,
you don't get
almost
to leadership trying to dodge issues. You know, I ran for public office to make a difference. I wouldn't do this. I knew it was going to be very controversial. I wouldn't do this if I didn't think it would make a difference. That's as simple as it is. And that's why, you know, I wanted to have this job because, you know, I want to make a difference. And if I can do policies, however I can do it, you know, we were feverishly working with our attorneys to figure out how to do it quickly. And, you know, our attorney said the best way, if you want to do this today, and I didn't want to wait for days, making sure, you know, however different many ways I could do this, I needed to get on top of this now. This was not something that I could wait for everything to be in place for. We just did it as an emergency ordinance. I mean, as an emergency under my proclamation. And so that's how I was able to do it quickly. And that's how I'm going to able to make sure it's enforced. I'm going to research today and get my own staff to be able to go out and enforce this ordinance. And look, make no mistake, we are not trying to trip up businesses where nobody's going to go to jail because the way it's written in the book is a misdemeanor is $500 fine, 6 months in jail. Absolutely not. That's crazy to even talk about jail, but that's what's on the books. That's the only measure we have. But would we consider fining a business $500? Absolutely. If they're consistently not abiding by our order. We're not going to trip people up on one time. We're not trying to do that. We have scarce resources to put to this, so I want to put our resources to the best use.
But I think it is interesting when you said you were expecting, I think they said 20 calls, and you said, well, maybe 50, and you got 508 of them?
Well, this morning we have 624 last count. So it yes. So we have to input this data and really, and you know, I only have about 10, 15 inspectors to work with, you know, I think it's you know, so we're going to have to, again, we're not going after the little violations. We're culling through the information and going after putting our resources to where it's going to make a difference. I'm not interested in a business that's doing a good faith attempt at doing this and somebody goes into their store and takes off their mask. They cannot control everything. They don't have the personnel to monitor people. That's not the kind of environment we want. But a business, and I know businesses are doing this, they're just not caring at all, okay? And they're helping our numbers go up. They're making it risky for their employees. Those are the businesses we will follow. We will go after those for enforcement.
I went to Fitness Expo on Saturday, bought a rower, and I can tell you they were wearing masks in there, so kudos to them. In terms of longevity, are we just – the numbers are going to dictate this, and what are you hearing from businesses? We'll talk to Todd Murphy tomorrow, but what are you hearing from businesses in the parish about this? Any feedback?
I think
any pushback?
As much as there is, this is an emotional issue to people. For some reason, it's a political issue to people. There's a whole spectrum. I think if we wouldn't have, we were, you know, no matter where you land on the spectrum, you're going to get criticism. So I think a lot of businesses are applauding it and doing the right thing. And then you have the businesses that are very upset about it. I would imagine that as well, Tommy. So
you are a leader, and I appreciate your efforts. I don't even live in Jefferson Parish. I'm going to vote for you.
Good.
No, I shouldn't have said that.
I like that.
But the numbers are going to dictate when this changes, right? I mean,
I don't expect it to change anytime soon. Okay, look, Tommy, I didn't think we would be here. As what I said yesterday, I thought we would flatten the curve. I thought I might be back to this, doing restrictions or looking at things again in the fall. This thing changes on us, and that's how we believed it. When the summer was going to come, this virus was going to go away, we got to be ready for flu season in the fall. That was sort of the mindset going back a couple months ago. Here we are again in June. Cases rising. I'm concerned. Houston is a hot spot. You don't think, you know, I don't want, they're all a drive away. Florida is a hot spot. So just because we did our work and we could see that one weekend how far it pushed us back. You had some business owners do the wrong thing in Baton Rouge. You had some people do the wrong thing hosting these parties. And you get 100 cases from that. They infect other people. And the concern, Tommy, here really is with the young people getting it. The 18 to 29-year-old group that gets a mild case that or asymptomatic and is going about their daily business, not even knowing they're COVID positive and they're infecting other people. And the mask helps that. The mask will reduce the transmission of that going on, which the medical community said is going on across this parish, the young people having it.
Thank you.
So that's another reason for the mask at this time.
I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon. You have a good day.
All right, Tommy. Thank you. Thank
Cynthia Lee Sheng, President, Jefferson Parish, 8:54 now. It's time for traffic on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.